بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with a broad book on etiquettes of eating, and under this book we got various chapters describing the various etiquettes that are shown to us as far as eating is concerned, eating and drinking. So today we start a new chapter. باب كراهة الشرب من فم القربة ونحوها وبيان أنه كراهة تنزيه لا تحريم. The chapter on the dislike of drinking from the mouth of a utensil, we'll explain this just now, and that this dislike, in other words, this thing being makruh, is makruh at-tanzihi, is an undesirable type of a dislike, not that it is prohibited. So here, under this chapter, mention is made about drinking from a vessel meaning a container wherein water is contained in. So you'll get two types of vessels we're speaking about here. One is a vessel that is big, has got a large volume of water. For our understanding, perhaps 1.25 liters, 2 liters, etc. This vessel is intended to pour water into smaller vessels, like a jug. The intention of this is to have water poured into smaller glasses and water being drunk from there. Now what this hadith is speaking to us about, we'll see, is that the discouragement, the dislike of drinking directly from the big vessel. In other words, taking the 2-liter bottle now and drinking directly from the 2-liter bottle, or taking the jug of water that was intended to pour into smaller vessels, drinking directly from the jug. So here this is a dislike. But Imam Nawawi rahmatullah is clarifying it for us, that this level of dislike is a level that is not haram, it is something that's undesirable. It's against etiquette and it's against something that is desired. So therefore it should be refrained from. So this is one type of vessel where the vessel is big. Ulama give explanation to this. Sometimes a person is drinking from a big vessel, the force of the water comes so much because of the vessel being large, then what happens, it can cause him to choke also. So to save him from choking, so saving a big portion of water gushing down his throat, so therefore it is discouraged, disliked to drink like that. There's another type of vessel that is referred to, is a vessel that you can't see through. In other words, in those days they would use skin, leather skin, to keep water inside. So you can't see into that leather skin. Now to drink directly from there is also disliked. Why? Because there's a chance that there could be some insect inside, there could be something sharp that fell inside, something that is harmful. Now the only time you'll realize it is after it's gone down, because you're drinking directly from the mouth of this vessel that has been designed to keep water in. So therefore we are discouraged from drinking directly from these type of vessels. So this is what these hadiths are speaking about. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah, he clarifies and he says that this desirability or undesirability is of a lower level than what we normally know as makruh at-tanzihi, and is not makruh at-tahrimi, where it is something that is prohibited. And the reason he is saying this is because you'll find that there are some hadiths that will show that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also drank directly from a leather bag, something that you can't see through, and sometimes also directly from a vessel. And that ulama explained was to show us the limits of shariat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to show us the limits of shariat. Yes, there is a higher level, something that is ideal, and there is something also that is permissible. And this is from the beauty of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine if there were 5 of us here, we had 1 2-liter bottle and we had no glasses, no cups to drink from. How would it have been possible? It been so difficult. So then we are told that it's permissible. So then in that situation we'll drink. So how easy shariat has been made to us. Yes, there is certain levels that are higher, that are more desirable, certain are less. But in a situation you find yourself, no problem, you can take the one that is less desired. But shariat is accommodating. So this is what you call the beauty of Islam. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us the various levels also within permissibility. Now it is not talking about anything impermissible, but within permissibility, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also showed us the various levels. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن اختناث الأسقية يعني أن تكسر أفواهها ويشرب منها متفق عليه. حضرت أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade folding the mouth of the water skin inside out, that is folding back the mouth and drinking directly from the water skin. So one would fold the the path for where a person would normally take water from, fold it so that he can drink directly from it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade from doing this. So this is not something you should do. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qal, naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ay yushraba min as-siqai awil qirba. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade drinking from the mouth of a water skin. Here again we explain why. Is because this water skin is such that you can't see inside. Now you're drinking directly, you didn't pour the water out. When you're pouring the water out, if there's anything dangerous that is there, if there's any insect, etc. that is there, then you're able to see the thing coming out. Here the first point of exit is already into your mouth. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he discouraged this. Now this one hadith that we'll do shows that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once also drank from there, as we explained before, to show us that within permissibility, the different levels. So, an Umme Thabitin, Kabsha binti Thabit, Ukhti Hassan ibn Thabit, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, qalat, dakhala alayya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fashariba min qirbatin muallakatin qa'iman, faqumtu ila fiha faqata'tuhu, rawahu al-Tirmidhi. Hadhan Umme Thabit, Kabsha binti Thabit, she was the sister of Hassan ibn Thabit, radiyallahu anhu, narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us and drank from the mouth of a hanging water skin. So she says, now this shows the limits of Sharia. There was a water skin, they would normally keep it hanging so that it remains cool, and also that it's possible for them, for the water to actually take water from there, because now it's hanging. It's much easier for them to take water from a skin that is already hanging. So they would open the mouth of it and they would take the water out. On this occasion, and sometimes they would drink from it, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank directly from this water skin. Here we explain to show the levels of permissibility within Shariat. So anyway, look at the action of this woman. That when she seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank from that water skin of hers that she had there, so look at what she does. She went to that water skin that was collecting that water, that had water in it. She cut that mouth out to keep it for that barakat that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mouth touched this part of this water skin. I want to keep that part for me with barakat. So she cut it out. Not to say that we must cut or damage our vessels, but this was the extreme love that they had for Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my water skin was hanging, he drank from here. I want to preserve that part wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had drunk from. She cut it out and she kept it for barakat. Allah ta'ala give us also that love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want to follow every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama explained, as I mentioned before, that if there are no other utensils available, then it will be permissible to drink from a closed utensil, and one is not compelled to do so. However, if we got the option, we should always want the higher level. I want to do what is better, what is good than a person can do. Then you will find that you do get smaller vessels that are designed to drink from that vessel. For example, a small buddy bottle, 250 ml, or a water bottle that is small, that is designed to drink directly from it. Then there is no harm when a person drinks directly from those vessels. Here what is speaking about a vessel that is designed to pour into other smaller vessels. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.